97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch, Andrew Salchunas, live from Leocora Center, North Broad Street, heart of Temple University, as we're on site leading up to today's SMU Temple game. There's been some line movement in this game.
Oh, what do we got?
It was SMU minus two earlier.
It's going toward Temple, isn't it?
Now it's a pick 'em.
Yeah, I told you. It's Temple outright tonight. Today. Afternoon. The alumni are coming in now.
Yeah, so what's going on here? The doors are open. People are flooding in. We just saw our own Mark Farzetta, who's here. We're doing a...
Oh, we got the spin the wheel.
Spin the wheel here.
What'd you get? What did you win?
Yeah, yeah. Stop by the
you
table.
You gotta stop spinning
spin the
at
wheel.
Some point.
Mark's here because you guys are doing it. Was it Klein College?
Klein College, yeah.
The School of Broadcasting, basically.
Media and communications.
Media
communications. So we're doing a little alumni thing. I'll be here. I think Natalie will be here today.
Nice.
Mark's here already.
Nice. You know. Joe C., our engineer, is another alum of there.
Now, Mark's wearing a blazer.
Yeah, he really showed you up.
I'm wearing a Under Armour pullover with jeans.
Yeah, he's really flexing on you.
Yeah.
He's
a host of a morning show.
He's embarrassing you.
He's got the dough.
I mean,
I'm not there yet.
Yeah.
You know, I need my XFL locks. By the way, this weekend's programming is brought to you by Family Company Jewelers. Valentine's Day is almost here, and you want to get your girlfriend or wife a gift she will be proud to wear. Go to Family Company Jewelers on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, South Jersey's diamond destination.
There you go. So we are talking a lot about the Sixers last night. We're also talking about some XFL action today as the league kicks off at 2
p.m. I'm excited.
I just got a text during the
Get
break
excited.
There.
Excited!
I just got a text for a break from my cousin Mike, who's in town this weekend. He said, lock it up. I'm taking the over 50.5 in the D.C. Defenders versus Seattle Dragons game at 2 o'clock today. And I go to my trusty DraftKings app, and what do I see? XFL tab right at the
so
top.
So it's Houston and D.C.? Who's the quarterback at D.C.?
Seattle and D.C.
Oh, Seattle?
Come on, man.
I don't know. Like, are they good quarterbacks? Like, I get you. Oh, yeah, it's the first time defenses aren't going to be ready. Are the offenses going to be on the same page is my question.
It looks like Tyree Jackson and Cardell Jones are your quarterbacks of the D.C. Defenders.
Now, here's what they do want to do. So what's the number? 50.5?
50.5.
Here's what the XFL does want to do. They want more points.
Oh, they want a lot of points.
Because they think a lot of points is more entertaining. So they're going to try to score a lot of points because that's the way the league, that's the rules. The only thing, the one thing you have to worry about is the running clock. There's a running clock in the XFL.
Ah.
Clock keeps on ticking unless I think it's under 2 minutes left in each quarter. But throughout the game, if you run out of bounds, clock's still going.
Yeah, and then your Seattle...
Don't worry about that, Jamie.
Your Seattle Dragons have
you
either...
You think I bust out that XFL knowledge on you?
I did. I'm floored, actually. I just had to pick myself up. It looks like B.J. Daniels and Brandon Silvers are your two quarterbacks of the Seattle Dragons.
No way that game goes over.
You really got to ask, how's the travel going to affect Seattle coming east?
Yeah, you never... You never
short
know.
Week, you know?
What did, is you, the, did you hear one of the weird rules they have?
No.
The double forward pass.
So I know they're encouraging kickoff returns. Like, you have to return it, right?
Yeah, and plus they moved it back. Like, it's not they're not kicking off from the 35.
They're really embracing the CTE aspect of things, I think.
Yes.
Which is a bold move in 2020.
Yeah.
But what's the double pass?
The double forward pass, as long as the first one is still, like, you catch it behind the line of scrimmage. So let's say you're at the 20-yard line. You drop back to the 10. You could throw it to the 19-yard line. And then that person who catches it could then throw it forward.
Oh, hell yeah, let's party.
However many yards downfield they want.
Oh, hell yeah, let's party.
Which,
why not?
At first when I see that, I go, all right, now we're dumbing up this game. But at the same time, I go, it could be pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Imagine Chip Kelly with two forward passes.
How long until Chip is coaching in the XFL?
Soon.
Yeah, right?
UCLA won some games this year.
I think Bob Stoops is coaching. They got some,
they have some names.
Yeah, it's a... pretty wild stuff. So, you know, we're here today in the Klein College of, Broadcast Communications.
School of Media and Communications.
There you go.
Respect
there
us.
There you go. Having a little alumni event here today at the game as Temple is hosting SMU and Mike Vrieswijk getting honored during the Ring of Honor at halftime. One of the best shooters in Big Five history. And kids can shoot for free, or not for free, but on the court after the game, kids in sixth grade or younger. So it's a nice day
and
down
you
here.
Bring your daughter for this? How you're a bad father.
Yeah, I know, right?
Oh,
I don't 10. I don't think she's got the upper body strength to hoist one 10 no. feet yet. But another Klein College alumni on site today, and maybe our own Natalie will be popping by as well, because you can't really throw a stone in this town in the media without coming across a Temple alum.
Yeah.
Our own Mark Farzetta is here on site. What's going on, Mark?
Oh, thanks for having me, guys. You originally asked me if I wanted to come on, and I said no, but while I'm here and I got a couple minutes to kill, I figured I'd come on with you guys. Thanks for having
me. I have some breaking news. I don't know.
What?
I don't know if you knew this.
What's that?
Apparently, you're in episode 6 of the All or Nothing Eagles Amazon series.
Say what?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, apparently, we are.
I just started watching that last night.
I'm on episode 3.
Oh.
So, how far did you get?
1.
Okay.
Wait, 10 minutes into 1.
Oh.
And then I realized, oh, wait, I have to get ready to come here.
So you didn't get to relive the Nelson Aguilar drop from 6 different angles.
No, I didn't get to relive that, unfortunately.
That sounds terrible.
It's a good time. It's really just.
Wait, nice. Nelson Aguilar or Alshon Jeffrey?
Nelson Aguilar, Atlanta game.
Oh, the Atlanta game. Okay, gotcha.
Down the sideline.
What I forgot was week 1, 4 touchdowns from Alshon and Deshaun, and you're going, yeah, this is going to be awesome.
And then Deshaun's groin or whatever it was just fell off the bone.
Yeah, everybody just died because of the second game. And you're like, oh, jeez.
Ripped off the bone.
Yeah, so.
Yeah, I remember reading that report and I go,
it takes a lot to make me cringe.
Yeah.
And that's certainly one that made me cringe. But yeah, no, that gets me thinking about all the expectations, especially for the Sixers season. The expectation for the Eagles season, and Flyers still obviously teetering on a playoff berth or not. But yeah, I can't wait to relive those wonderful moments.
Oh, it's a good time. So we were talking a lot about the Sixers game last night, and Andrew and I are both kind of in the same boat of, yeah, it didn't really move my needle, because until I see this team win on the road, I don't really care.
Yeah, they did exactly what they were supposed to do last night. I felt the same way. And, you know, sometimes you hold back. Like when they beat the Bucks on Christmas Day, you didn't want to be the negative Nancy saying, well, yeah, they shot 47% from the floor.
Yeah, you're going to
so
beat anybody.
They're not going to do that again. But, hey, no, you celebrate the fact that it was a great win on Christmas Day and all that. This was just what they were supposed to do. And I don't want to be a negative Nancy again, but I don't know another time you're going to get 34 points from Furkan Korkmaz. But they did exactly what they were supposed to do at home. Look, I guess the brightest thing of all of it is that they were able to continue to do that in the second half without Joel Embiid, especially in the third quarter.
Some would say they looked better.
Fourth quarter, that's an argument that we'll have many, many times over.
Yeah. It's not true, but it does appear that way sometimes.
Ben was very aggressive, was struggling finishing early, but turned the corner late in the game. Tobias Harris stepped up big, got some rebounds along with his, 21 points last night. Yep. So, no, overall, they did exactly what they were supposed to do. The bigger story that came away from that, because I think we all expected them to at least win that game, and they covered as well.
Yes,
the biggest thing was that, as we talked about yesterday morning, Elton Brand needed to come out and address the media about Brett Brown. Not just after the trade deadline.
I'm very glad he did, because it needed to be said.
But
so we're not all ripping each other's heads off here for the final 31 games of the season.
But he used a line that Doug Peterson has used often. Right now. Right now. Right now. Right now. This very moment, at this second, I could walk off here and fire 10 people. But right now, those 10 people
weren't. Well, then there's the follow-up question saying, well, is he going to finish the season? He goes, I don't want to get into definitives. Right?
Yeah, and he's right. And he's smart in doing that because he's not blind. He's very much aware.
If they go on another 4-game losing streak, maybe make the change.
Look, Brett Brown's coaching right now with his back up against the wall. We talk about teams doing it all the time, but now he's a coach that is absolutely doing that. I don't have a lot of confidence that he can turn it around this season, as I've been saying really ever since the Miami game when you have Matisse Thybulle more or less ignoring his head coach yelling for him on the sideline. But no, it was just great to see him win again. A lot of people had fun. I know the Mike Scott Hive was out last night because that's still happening.
They needed a little bit of life support there. the Hive was dying.
Yeah, a lot of minutes for him last night with a nice little lead for them. But more importantly, even more so than that, I just want to say that it's the first time I'm ever just able to go to a 97.5 The Fanatic event as a spectator, and I got to spin the prize wheel. I won a cup.
Ah, there you go. I was asking Andrew, and then last one before we let you get out of here and go enjoy your day as a proud Temple alum.
Oh, look at this. Andrew, come on, man.
I know. It's really bringing down the entire.
Like, you're wearing an Under Armour pullover. What, did you go to Maryland? Come on,
it's
man.
It's not even a Temple.
I went to Temple.
I'm embarrassed. I'm embarrassed.
You're really embarrassing the Klein School of Communication.
I went out and I had to buy a second blazer because I already wore another blazer on campus earlier in the week.
I did my hair. My hair's gelled up. I almost wore a backwards hat. And I said, you know what? That probably is not.
I shaved my head for this.
Congratulations.
So the next question I have, if I give you the powers of Brett Brown Sunday, the full force roster will be there, assuming Joel Embiid isn't injured. Alec Burks will be here. Glenn Robinson III will be here. Josh Richardson is back. What's your starting five, and who are the first two off the bench for you? Because I think Andrew and I both kind of agree. that something's not going to happen this Sunday, but we think it should.
Al Horford off the bench?
Yeah.
Yeah, that has to happen. That's overdue. I mean, you're already challenged enough with spacing with a guard on the floor playing as many minutes as Ben Simmons does, who will not shoot. Like, regardless of whether or not he's a good shooter, like, he just won't do it.
It's really bizarre.
He makes the decision not to shoot, and often that leads to turnover. So that spacing is taken away right there. Al Horford just clogs it up even further. So if you're going 1 through 5, I would go probably Ben Simmons. I would go then Josh Richardson, probably Matisse Thybulle, Tobias Harris, and then Joel Embiid. I think that's your obvious right there. And then the number one guy off the bench, I think if you're going 2 guys, it would probably be Al Horford, and then it would be Alec Burks.
Yeah,
Alec
Burks. Yeah, it's really hard. You have to really focus on the C and not the X in Alex.
Yes, Alec. Exactly.
Alec.
Yeah, hold on a second.
Then,
hold on a second.
And then you got to do...
Hey, Natalie, I'm on the air. If you just walk all the way around the other side of the Lea Corps Center, you'll see us doing the broadcast.
Wow. In case you're wondering, the Temple SMU game is now locked on the FanDuel app.
Wow, a lot of movement in this Temple SMU game.
Temple money. Temple money line still open, boys.
So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think anything's going to happen in terms of the rotation before the All-Star break. I think it should, but I don't think it will. And I think the reason for it is Brett Brown's going to say, well, my starting five have only played 10 or 11 games together so far. So I think he's going to give it the 3 games before the All-Star break, before doing anything drastic. But I do think he's going to try and get in.
All right, so I'm getting 2 phone calls. That was our own Natalie Agonoff, another Temple alum.
Another client.
And then
alum.
A buddy of mine I also graduated with who doesn't work in the market, who's also back in town. I am the conduit here. Yes. I am the ambassador, basically, is what is happening.
Well, go enjoy your alumni fun today. It should be a good day for all you Klein people.
Look at you. You even got your almost cherry red on there,
almost,
Jamie.
Almost,
you look more Temple than this Saltunas fellow.
Yeah, he's dragging the whole
university. By the way, I don't want to start a fight or anything.
Uh-oh.
But last night on the little BetCast show that Anthony Gargano and I do with Brad Feinberg.
I checked it out for a little bit last night.
He was calling another Lithuanian the Tunis.
Who? Valanciunas?
I don't want to start anything. You didn't hear from me.
No.
You didn't hear from me.
Anthony,
you didn't hear it from
he
me.
He said he called him the fake Tunis.
I don't remember a fake. Uh-oh. I don't remember a fake.
Uh-oh.
Well, we'll check the tape.
He said he was calling him the fake Tunis. He texted me earlier today.
even if you say there's another Tunis.
Did you hear the breaking news that Andrew gave us earlier today?
July 5th, this building. Lithuanian Folk Dancing Festival.
And Mrs. Valanciunas once wanted Jonas to become a Lithuanian folk dancer.
She didn't want him to play basketball.
Over a basketball player.
Really?
She didn't want him to play basketball.
That's amazing.
And if that had happened, if Mrs. Valanciunas got her wish, Joel Embiid doesn't have a sore neck last night and he plays the game. So thank you, Mrs. Valanciunas, for
trying to help us out.
That is a beautiful thing. You didn't hear the other Tunis thing from me, sorry.
Thanks for stopping by. As we're broadcasting live at the Lea Corus Center before today's Temple SMU game, a lot of crazy line movement in this game. Aaron McKee must have the boys fired up knowing the Klein College of Broadcasting is in the house. But Mark, you, Natalie.
Yeah, they're going to play to their top potential because I'm here.
Yeah. You can't throw a stone in this town in the media without hitting a Klein alum. So,
by the way, I'm going over Wildcats Roughnecks.
Oh yeah,
with 5 o'clock kick.
Ah, they're staggering.
LA Wildcats, Houston Roughnecks.
All right,
hit me over.
Well, let's get back to the phones. One of my all-time favorite people is on the line, Linda in Mayfair.
Oh, yes.
What's going on, Linda?
Hello, dear. You know I moved to Bala now.
Oh, you're a Bala person now.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the golf club runs right through my front lawn.
Oh, yeah, I played there last summer. You'll have to stop by the studio sometime, Linda.
Oh, I would love to. And
yeah, once our construction's over, we'll get you in.
Oh, that's wonderful, but I had to call you.
It's been a while. How you doing?
I am doing very well, thank God. But
Linda, sorry, go ahead.
My Phillies are starting.
That's what I was just going to say, Linda. I thought of you yesterday. I saw the tractor trailers departing Citizens Bank Park for Clearwater, and I said, baseball.
I know. And Tunis, honey, are you going to have your wonderful baseball show this
year?
Yeah,
rumors are that it will return, but it's going to kind of be like what happened last year. Wait till the Sixers are done. So hopefully it doesn't start till June, but I could see it starting early May.
Let's hope not.
Well, because I'll tell you the truth, I looked forward to that. That was my
great job. I always looked forward to your calls, Linda. It was always a pleasure being able to speak with you.
Well, that's because I'm a very strange caller, honey. You know?
No, you're a very smart caller.
You're a baseball lady.
Well, you know, I am a baseball lady, and I'm very, I'm just so happy. I'm just hoping, and I think they will, pick out some nuggets from all these pitchers they have for the back of the bullpen. Because
yeah,
there's a couple.
Yeah, there's like, the names aren't like incredibly sexy by any means, but they took shots on guys with some, you know, some vets with some proven track records, and you hope maybe one or two of them come through. And if that happens, you know, if a Francisco Liriano can be a lefty out of the bullpen, you know, maybe he can find something that he had before.
As long as it's not Cole Irvin. That's he's replacing Cole Irvin, in my opinion.
So, you know, how are you feeling, Linda, entering the season? You think they got shot in the playoffs?
Well, you know what, honey? I always say to everybody, because some people are just negative, mm-hmm. but you know I'm not a negative person usually.
Yeah.
I try to be positive. I'm going to give it at least 50 games before I go crapping on anything. Well, because there's so many things. Look at last year. How many people got hurt?
Yeah.
I mean, who expected McCutcheon to get down? And
that
was the start of everything.
And look, Linda, they addressed the biggest need, which was, you know, they have a 1-2 now at the top of a rotation that's going to fix a lot of last season's problems. Zach Wheeler was a really good signing, and I love the Didi Gregorius signing. So I think they are improved. Who knows? They might have a shot at the playoffs here, Linda. Well, let's hope for the best.
Yeah, and you can never tell what they're going to do, so... Guys, I love you. Take care.
Love you too, Linda. Thanks for calling. Good to hear from you. Yeah, it's a girl, Linda. I love talking Phillies with Linda. What are your feelings right now as spring training? You see how many people they have down at spring training?
Yeah, 69.
Ha, 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 ha. I was just pointing out.
Facts. You're just pointing out facts.
I don't know why you have to take it to an immature level.
Yeah, really?
The Klein College
guy. Go to the bathroom, look in the mirror, and tell me I'm taking it down to an immature level.
I'm just stating facts, Andrew.
I'm not.
What's your gut right now? Playoffs or not?
No.
We're fine.
Third place NL East. I'm sorry.
It's hard to argue against.
It's just.
But what did they end up with last year? 82, 83 wins?
Right around there, yeah.
Yeah.
They finished below 500.
Okay, so.
So they went 80 and 82.
All right.
Well, right at 500. Because remember, the last game was like, oh, let's try to get to 500 for Gabe.
Yeah.
Great. Let's win it for Gabe.
I think they're improved by about. Look, they say a manager in baseball can cost you or win you seven games a year. That's typically the manager number, seven games. I think with the addition of Zach Wheeler and the addition of Didi Gregorius, your infield improved, and you have a 1-2 at the top of a rotation, which is something you were desperate for last year. I think they're a 5 or 6 win improvement team.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Gregorius signing. The best signing is the Zach Wheeler signing.
No doubt.
Even though there are health concerns with him,
totally.
He gets hurt a lot, you now finally have two competent starters at the top of the rotation. And I brought this up a few times. When Aaron Nola, if he lost a game, you go,
there's no stopper.
There's like, okay, we need one of these
hopefully
four guys to maybe give
Arrieta.
Us 5 innings and get to the bullpen and, you know, use splits to your advantage and analytics to your advantage. And hopefully, the other problem was the Phillies couldn't score last year. As much firepower we thought they had,
once
they could not score runs.
Went down, it was over.
Yeah, they couldn't score. They were
they
scoring
didn't have a
2-3 runs. Like, it seemed like a night when, and there was some ridiculous stat at one point during the season. It was like midway through the season. They were like 20 games above 500 if they at least scored 4 runs in a game.
Yeah.
4. That's it.
Yeah.
And it's like...
asking the bare minimum there.
That's not that much.
I still think you need to go out and get Chris Bryant and pay the damn luxury tax for a major market team.
Unless it's... are you giving up Spencer Howard? Because Spencer Howard
that's
was rumored
the one
to be one of the names.
I want to hold on
that's,
to.
That's one of the names.
Alec Boehm, I have no
to
problem.
Be attached because
to party
because
with.
The Cubs need to bolster up their you know, minor league squads.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like the Phillies need to.
I don't want to do it.
But it would probably cost you Spencer Howard. And if Spencer Howard's everything that they talk about.
Spencer Howard's going to be up here by the midway point.
Yeah, he's going to be the top three in your rotation because Jake Arrieta, he's going to lose it by May because his arm's shot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll see what Nick Pivetta does because this is breakout season year 3 for Nick Pivetta.
Oh, yeah.
Kicking ass and taking names.
I caught a look at your Venmo over there. I saw the Nick Pivetta hype train payments coming through to you.
They're going to my FanDuel app to take the Temple Owls money line.
Let's talk to Jeff in Camden. Jeff, what's going on, man?
What's going on, man?
Just another day in paradise, Jeff.
I'm ready for some XFL football. I can't get enough of football.
Hell yeah. Are you handicapping the XFL for me?
I don't know the teams. I remember the New Jersey Hitmen were a team. I don't know if they're back.
I don't think they are back. So let's see. We got the Seattle Dragons, the D.C. Okay. Defenders, the Los Angeles Wildcats, the Houston Roughnecks, the Tampa Bay Vipers, the New York Guardians.
Awful names.
Yeah, they're pretty bad. St. Louis Battlehawks and the Dallas Renegades.
I like the Battlehawks.
I'm in on Battlehawks.
Come on, Jeff.
You know the Battlehawks?
This state was the Renegades.
That's Dallas. You can't like
you
Dallas.
Can't like
hell
the Dallas
no.
Renegades.
Hell no.
Yeah. The Renegades are dead to you, Jeff.
I don't know, man. It's crazy stuff right now.
I think I'm officially backing the St. Louis Battlehawks.
And I'm going to back D.C.
So the D.C. Defenders. Your Defenders, man.
That's my boy, Philip Walker.
Yeah, they got the Temple quarterback.
Temple made Temple proud. Philip Walker. Let's go D.C. Who are they?
D.C. Defenders.
D.C. Defenders.
Well, that's
my XFL squad.
I was at the Temple game this year, man. You guys sent me, I think, to the Temple game this year. That quarterback, Anthony, whatever his name is.
Russo.
Oh, man, I don't want to talk about a kid in college, but he's awful. He's an awful, awful quarterback.
Nice.
He can throw the ball, but, I mean.
He just walked by the broadcast booth.
Did he?
Yeah, he's crying
right now. I just told him that Jeff and Cannon said you're awful.
He's an awful quarterback. But he's a really good athlete, and, you know, maybe he can do good in the NFL at another position. XFL football today.
He may be playing for your D.C. Defenders
that's
one
not,
day.
That's not gonna happen.
Yeah. So Phillies baseball, man.
Yeah.
The pitching lineup has to get shored up. The starters have to get shored up immediately. That has to be first. Yeah, the closer, I guess you work a closer out. You let a closer compete. And Clearwater, because I'm going to be down in Clearwater this year.
Oh, nice.
Next week I'll be down there. You have to shore this up. This is first and foremost. You can't let it go any longer. We got enough bats. Kingery needs to be an everyday player. No more with the nonsense.
I was convinced that, and Jeff, we're up against it. Thanks for the call, brother. I was convinced that Segura was going to get moved and Kingery was going to finally be given second base.
Nah, he's going to play 12 positions again.
No, I know.
There's only nine on the field, but
he's going to be your opening day third baseman.
I hate. He has no arm.
He can't play the left side of the infield.
He has no arm.
He can in emergency situations,
but he
shouldn't be. He brought up something interesting. Who the hell's the closer on this team?
Hector.
All right. We're doing this again?
I guess. It's not David Robertson.
Sir Anthony.
I don't know
when
he's
going to
fall off.
Yeah, exactly. Tasty Cake Dom, we'll get to you next. We're talking a lot of Sixers as Andrew Souchunas and myself are broadcasting.
Velasquez. He's your closer.
All right, cool. We're broadcasting live from the Leah Cora Center here in the heart of Temple University's campus on North Broad Street as the Owls are set to take on SMU today. Still some tickets available at the box office if you want to come down. Check out some good college action on a Saturday afternoon. Gotta love it. He's Andrew Souchunas. I'm Jamie Lynch. Time at the Fanatic is 11:24.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Jamie Lynch, Andrew Souchunas, broadcasting live from the Leah Cora Center on North Broad Street in Temple University.
I can't believe I'm doing the show with a thief.
We're not getting back into this, Andrew. I just took a little action. Temple Owls plus one. I got I went
money line, man, minus 105.
I got my buddies Will and Owen Madden coming over to meet me, and Owen said it's a Temple line.
So our XFL...
He's in first grade or
our XFL betting expert, Zach, is here. He just gave me the most ridiculous reason as to why you should bet the dogs in both games of the XFL today.
All right, I'm all ears.
It's a conspiracy theory so that people will be like, oh, wow, the underdogs...
Setting up the season.
So he thinks the underdogs are going to win today.
There's some big lines out there.
Yeah, they're 8-point favorites.
A lot of big dogs in the XFL. The doggies are barking today.
So according to ZB Locks says take the dog in both XFL.
So he says take the Seattle Dragons getting the 8.5 points in the kickoff of the XFL season.
Oh,
I can't wait to see what it looks like. I think it's hilarious.
2 o'clock kickoff, man. I'm telling you, I'm going right to the bar. The draft horse right down the street.
What's the big Temple bar? It's the draft horse,
man.
Natalie's never been there, right?
No, never.
The draft horse did. I don't know if they still do it, but Wednesdays they did Wild Wednesdays. It used to be something else, but it's no longer politically correct. But it's now Wild Wednesdays, where it was $1 Bud Lights.
Hey now.
But you could, and it was cans. So if you would go in there with $12 bill, you'd hand the $12, or $12 bill, $12.
I was like, what the hell kind of currency?
A $10 bill and a $2 bill.
Yeah.
No, you hand them the $12, they would then hand you the 12 pack. And you could just walk to like a corner of the bar and just start pounding
those.
That's
awesome. Great. So good times. Yeah, the XFL
bill.
Is kicking off
I'm
today.
An idiot.
That's all right.
Temple, Temple proud.
I see. Klein College, aren't you proud? It looks like it's going to be a fun day down here for you alumni as Temple and Aaron McKee are hosting SMU today. Mike Frieswick getting honored at halftime. One of the best shooters in Big Five
history. Good crowd
history.
Day. A lot of people come through the doors today.
Yeah, a lot of people. They're handing out great shirts. They went with the It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia theme. Where
yeah, it's awesome.
The gang in quotes. So very cool t-shirts. Still some tickets available if you want to come down to the Lee Acora Center today for a little college basketball
Temple
action.
SMU a few years ago was great matchups.
Oh, yeah.
Because you had Khalif Wyatt. And then who was the guy that everybody wanted? That Larry Brown was his coach. Who was the guard?
Oh,
who couldn't shoot.
Yeah, the guy that ended up playing in China.
Yeah, and then he came back.
He was like the top recruit.
Yes.
Oh, my God, look this up. Oh,
damn, this is bothering me. He played for SMU, and then...
Yeah.
I can't think of his name.
I'm brain farting big time.
I'll figure it out.
He was like the top recruit. Yeah, he made a lot of noise.
Tasty Cake Dom, those.
Yeah. Let's go to our buddy Tasty Cake Dom. We're talking a lot about the Sixers game last night. Andrew and I are in the same boat. A home win doesn't move the needle at all. Good to see, doesn't move the needle. Until this team can start winning on the road, none of our fears will be squashed. And we both agree that Al Horford should be a bench player on Sunday. It's not going to happen before the All-Star break is our read on it. But we both agree it should happen. Let's talk to our buddy Tasty Cake Dom. What's going on, Dom?
Hey, James, Andrew.
What's up, buddy? What's going on, man?
Great that you guys are back on Saturdays. Love the show.
Yeah, that's awesome. Thanks, Don. We have a good time.
Secondly, as a guy that knows, and Jamie knows too, Andrew, you're the Chunas, and that's it. And when Anthony gives you a nickname, it kind of sticks. And
yes.
He doesn't double.
What are you talking about? I've only been called the bro now for like 12 years.
I have a nephew that calls me Tasty Cake Dom. So
that's awesome. That's great.
They stick. So what I want to talk to you about, James, is Mark mentioned, first of all, I love the BetCast. I haven't missed the BetCast.
I flipped
cool
back
way.
And forth.
They do a great job.
Yeah, it's cool. It is a cool thing. Mark, Brad Feinberg, and our own Anthony Gargano do the BetCast.
Yeah.
Occasionally. It's cool. It's a different perspective on watching the game. It's a good time.
Well, Mark mentioned that Ben, first of all, it was like Anthony says all the time, Ben aggressive to the basket, that's nothing but a good thing. But what I want to tell you, James, is not that I'm a shot expert. Man, he puts a lot of spin on the ball. You see how that thing spins out of there?
Ben?
Just dunk it.
Yeah. I swear it's because he's right-handed. And he doesn't know what hand he's going to shoot with until he's shooting. So I think it comes off weird. And same with like his free throw. I think he's right-handed, and he pushes and pulls, it seems like. So I think that's why he gets weird rotations on his shots, because he's pushing with his left yet pulling back with his right. So I think it gives it a weird diagonal rotation on his shots. It's very unpure.
Spins out. I mean, I've noticed that more and more. First of all, I just don't understand why he's going back, why he doesn't just dunk it.
Yeah.
He missed two layups, and then the third time, he just slammed it. And you're not going to miss that.
I really wish you could eyes wide shut him in a room with Giannis tape all offseason and do nothing but finishing around the rim and be like, Ben, there's no reason you can't do this. Because Giannis God, is he powerful around the rim. And there's literally no reason Ben Simmons can't be like that around the rim.
Did you guys notice the triple fist pumps with Ben and Joe as they were running back defensively?
No,
they were
pumping
each other like, you know, on
that's
everything.
Because they're winning. They're winning. That cures everything,
thought,
right?
Andrew, I thought it was in the first quarter, and they really weren't winning at that point. And I thought they were making
us against them
an effort to acknowledge each other on everything.
Yeah, it's very possible.
They gotta learn to love to play with one another. They have to love to play with one another.
Like, look.
Or like to play with one another. Maybe not as humans, but skill-wise, It goes back to the Kobe and Shaq thing.
Yeah, you don't have to be best friends to win.
Go your separate ways during the offseason, but when it comes back to work, when it comes back to business.
Yeah, I think it's way overblown. When you have Chris Broussard out there throwing hot air about being jealous of one another.
I also thought Jeff Teague was still in the T-Wolves.
Yeah, like, I don't really care about that. I think that's way dramatic and overblown. I do think there's a hint of Joel missing Jimmy because it's clear those two were tight.
Yes.
And I think he views Ben Simmons as the reason why Jimmy isn't here.
Do you think that you buy that?
Yes.
I saw somebody tweeting about that not too long ago.
I buy that. I think the team, look, there was two factors with the whole Jimmy Butler thing. One, there's a fear of empowering somebody like Jimmy Butler with a $185 million contract.
Yep.
Because with empowerment comes power and control. So I think there was a fear there. And two, I think they thought, well, Ben Simmons and Jimmy aren't really going to work together, so we got to pick one, and clearly you're going to pick Ben Simmons.
Right.
So I think Joel views Ben as a reason why Jimmy isn't here. And I think he needs to get over it and stop pouting about
it. Yeah, if that's the case, get over it.
Yeah, like get the hell over it.
I'm sorry to say, man up.
Yeah, you know what I mean, like, no, seriously, you're a max player in this league. You're a potential all-time great in the franchise's history, and you should be a potential all-time great in the league. Get the hell over it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm with you, but I do think that's a real, you know, kind of something. I don't think they're jealous of one another. I don't think this and that. I just think it's something minor like that where they're not mature enough yet to handle it. And look, when you're 23 and 25, you're not as mature as you think you are.
Right. It's about, even though, and listen, they were handed the keys.
You're a boomer, so you're a different 26.
Yeah, no, I get it.
You're an
I'm
older 26.
Also not
26.
Playing in the NBA.
Yeah, you're not empowered with $180 million.
By the way, the player that we were trying to figure out, your research, great job. It was Emmanuel Mudiay, but he never played.
Yes.
He never played for SMU.
But he was their biggest
recruit. Because remember, there was the sanctions where they were like helping out the test scores, and Larry Brown was a part of it.
Yeah.
And that's why he was kicked out of SMU.
When you think SMU hoops, you think none other than Shake Milton.
Yes.
Right?
Oh, yeah. SMU.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Let's talk to Mark on the cell. He wants to talk a little Phillies. What's going on, Mark?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
I'm not going to lie, Mark. It's nice to see those trucks leave, Citizens Bank Park headed south. I enjoy it every year. I know it's stupid, but it means that baseball is close, and it always excites me a little bit.
Yeah, of course. I go to school down here, so I just make the 25-minute drive over.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Where do you go to school?
University of Tampa.
Oh, nice.
That's awesome.
That's great. So how many games do you catch every spring?
Usually, I don't know, between work and school, I try and fit like at least four games.
That's
so
awesome.
If I can get four spring training games in, I'm pretty happy.
Because I have you, do you actually get your schoolwork done? Going to a Florida school?
Of course I get my schoolwork done. I mean,
I'm very proud of you, Mark.
I always just do what I got to do. You never maintain the 3.3 average I got.
Damn right.
C's
get degrees, Mark.
You man up and you handle your
business.
That's
why I'm sitting in this chair today.
Hopefully I can come commentate with you guys soon.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Keep in touch.
For an internship with you guys this summer. But to talk about the...
My email's in my Twitter bio, Mark, if you ever need to get in touch with us, all right?
You got it. I actually tweeted out yesterday about how every day Middleton doesn't pay the tax. It just continuously ruins my day.
Yeah, it's a fair point. It's starting to really drive me insane. Just pay the damn tax, John. You're on a Forbes list. You got the money.
Yeah, man.
A luxury tax isn't going to kill you.
It's mind-boggling to that extent. But today, 2 years ago, was the Eagles parade. So, I mean, I'm living vicariously happy to snap that right now.
God, that was a good day.
Get to see it from all different angles. But just to talk about the Sixers and the Phillies in general, I just feel like they're both a disappointment right now. I mean, we beat Memphis last night, as we should beat Memphis. That's what we should do every time we step at home on the floor against a team that's not good enough. But, like, the way that they play, it's sad to even hear that Ben and Joel have like a little beef going on. Like, they're supposed to be the leaders of the team. And I mean, Ben came out at the beginning of the season and was like, I always think about a parade down Broad Street. But do you really think about that? I mean, you're not taking the team plane. You're hanging out with Kylie Jenner. It's all over Instagram. You guys are hanging out tanning. Like, you guys just got embarrassed by 30.
Yeah, that's a bad look.
It's not a good look.
That was a bad look. I know it was,
thanks for the call, Mark.
We did some digging. Anthony did some digging.
It was prearranged.
It was prearranged.
But
still, it's like, listen, you just got...
If you're a Brett Brown critic, the biggest thing, the most common thing you hear is he lets the players do whatever they want.
I remember 3 years ago, he had a press conference where I think it was after the Embiid dancing fiasco at the Meek Mill concert. It may have been that. he did the whole, like, oh, they're humans too. I just want them to be people. And, you know, I'm not going to tell them no when it comes to doing certain things. And it was, it's not a good look that he was allowed to stick around in Miami with.
No. The optics of it, just boil it down. Like, a lot of things with athletes and professional sports teams, I think, get way blown out of proportion. But there's always, you can always boil something down to a human level.
Yeah.
And if you're boiling that down to a human level, imagine one of your coworkers is getting clear preferential treatment, which happens in every job,
yeah,
in every work environment there ever is. Somebody gets preferential. Yes, somebody gets preferential treatment. And guess what that does amongst the others? It builds a resentment towards that person. It doesn't mean you hate them. It doesn't mean you can't work together. It doesn't mean you can't accomplish your goals. But in the back of your head, there's a little bit of resentment because that person gets a treatment that the rest
You've
don't get.
You've never spoken truer words, Jay.
And that's what the optics of that type of thing does the other night. It's nothing that they can't get over. But we'll continue talking about that. Stan and Steve, you're up next. As Andrew Stalchunas and myself are broadcasting here live from the Lea Cora Center, site of today's Temple-SMU game coming up at 12
Owls,
noon.
Man.
I got the Owls plus one on
Owls
the Owls
out, right? Let's go.
Time at the Fanatic is 11:42.
97.5, The Fanatic.
Welcome back in. Andrew Stalchunas with myself, Jamie Lynch, broadcasting live from the Lea Cora Center as we got some college basketball tip-off in about 12 minutes down here as SMU's in town. Andrew's all Emmanuel Mudiay'd up.
Yeah.
Even on his own alumni's Klein College, you know, alumni guy.
Nah, I never said that. By the way, I really like your shirt.
Oh, yeah?
Do you know where you can get a better one?
At the Fanatic Pro Shop, of course.
Lots of Fanatic and Philly sports themed apparel merch and great prices from hoodies to long sleeve tees, mugs, caps, phone cases, tanks, and a lot more. The Fanatic Pro Shop is something for everyone, including our lady listeners.
Whoa.
Why do we say that? With unique Fanatic and Philly designs, go to 975thefanatic.com and check out the Fanatic Pro Shop open now. It's for all listeners.
Yeah.
I don't have to genderfy.
Yeah.
All listeners.
I could see you this summer down at, what is it, are you a brigantine man?
Yes. I'll go long. The long sleeve Fanatic shirt's pretty nice.
No, I see you. You're,
yeah, logo.
You're a tank top man, aren't you? I can see you tanking it up.
When I'm on the beach, yeah. Isn't that normal?
I mean, for some, I've just never been a tank top.
Are you sure the water guy?
No. As fat as I've gotten over the years, I'm still not that guy. But no, the shirt in the water.
No, you're not fat.
Hey, man, I'm Pelotoning up. I got an 8-week streak going here. I'm shedding some pounds for the summer.
Is it worth it, the Peloton?
It's great. Yeah, it actually is.
I'll just go for a run outside.
I hate running. It's my least favorite thing in the world. And I'm not with a child and daycare. It's not as easy to get to the gym as it used to be. So to have the workout at home and somebody pushing me.
Good excuse.
Plus, the instructors are really hot.
Oh, nice.
So that's a little extra motivation. Not going to lie.
Do you pick, like, guy or girl instructor?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of cool, I guess.
I do some guy classes. I got this guy, Alex Toussaint. I do his hip-hop rides. Yeah.
Nice.
But Allie Love, man.
How much do you think they get paid?
I think it probably depends on how many people do your class and how popular of an instructor you are. But I don't know. It's a good question. Let's talk to Stan in Drexel Hill. Let's talk about the Sixers last night. What's going on, Stan?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
Real quick,
before I get into my Sixers point, I really do think that Ben Simmons thing is getting blown out of proportion about him staying over. And the reason why I say that is because we love and worship Allen Iverson, right? This is a guy who went to the club every single day, doesn't matter where he was. He found his way into a club, partying up.
He showed up late on fan appreciation.
Yeah, I think the bad look is you were traveling back home. Here's the thing I didn't like the most about it. The next day at practice, Joel Embiid had to speak about whether or not they're still listening to the coach. Al Horford had that comment about how, you know, they're keeping some things internal and there are some issues. And everybody had to speak. And Simmons didn't speak because obviously I'm guessing he wasn't there. I do not have that confirmed whether or not Ben Simmons.
I would imagine he was back by the practice.
I would hope that. How come he's the only one that didn't speak? The only one out of the leaders that didn't speak that day.
Have you heard him? He doesn't speak. Even in his press clippings, they're 7 seconds long. He's a man of few words.
Okay.
I would assume if he wasn't at that practice, there would be a problem.
It would be an even bigger problem.
I would assume he was there.
And I don't have that confirmed.
But Stan, to your point, yes. I can't imagine Allen Iverson in today's day and age of social media.
In Miami?
Oh, my God.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah. To me, because the biggest thing about AI was, whether it was practice or him going out to clubs the night before or whatever, this is the same guy that when he stepped on that court,
gave
he was going to give it to you.
Yes.
Yep. And what I'm saying is when I watched that Bucks game, I'm seeing Ben trying to chase down guys for blocks. I'm seeing
That's the one thing you can never question with Ben. His effort. He gives you 110% every time.
I hate that. He doesn't look like he cares out there.
That's my point. That's why I'm saying, like even in the game last night with Ja Morant, he sees Ja turns his head to go look to the coach for
a call, that steal,
and he runs
Stan.
Up and he steals. And that takes a lot to do that play because you got to be fast, anticipate.
And he was there in one stride. And Ja Morant's probably one of the quickest dudes in the league.
Oh, yeah,
and
he might be the quickest guy.
Yeah, and Ben saw a chance, one stride, he was there. That was a hell of a play.
So I think to me personally, maybe it's just the way my perception of it all and looking at the person, the player, and how he reacts and then comparing it to, like I said, Allen Iverson. Yeah. I just didn't really care that much about it.
It's totally overblown, Stan. I just think the optics of it when you're struggling to your teammates, that's not great timing
because if the Sixers were on a six-game winning streak and then that happened, I don't think anybody cares. But because you've lost and then you got blown out, I do understand that.
We're lockstep with one another there, Stan.
Well, what I'll say is this, man. You had to do what you had to do last night, and I agree with you. This team is just a completely different team at home. They got a Jack on Hyde mentality going on, which I need to just get rid of that completely.
Yeah.
I need to see what I saw in the Avengers with Professor Hulk. I need to see both sides come together, all right, and get the best of both worlds and make this happen no matter where you're playing, because this team is too talented. Now, you can say that Josh Richardson missed games and that hurts them as far as having another guy out there that can do something. So, you know, you can make that excuse, but still at certain points, you kind of got to just man up. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
And you got these two games. You got Memphis and then you got Chicago. But then you got the Clippers about to come into town.
You know what I mean?
So you need to really put some wins together because after the All-Star break, it is going to lighten up as far as your schedule goes. I think they have one of the softer schedules.
Fourth easiest schedule remaining in the NBA. And Stan, thanks for the call, brother. Have a great weekend. Yeah, fourth easiest schedule remaining in the NBA. 31 or whatever games left. There's still plenty of time to right this ship. And I, for one, don't
play down to your level of opponent.
No, and that's a mentality thing. I think Kenny Smith was right on the other night when he said this team's biggest problem is their mental preparation. And they
need a leader, and we don't know who that is.
It's Josh Richardson.
I don't buy it. I get it. Keith said it. Pompey, Bobby Marks said it to you. I don't buy it.
He's the one that held the players-only meeting.
All right.
You don't have to be a guy that's been there 6 years to be the leader. You got us. There's the opportunity there for the taking.
It's got to be Ben or Joel, and they're not taking it.
Well, clearly, and that's why Josh Richardson felt the need to step into that role and take it. I wanted to squeeze in Steve in Westchester, Sean in North Philly. I couldn't before we get out of here, but you guys hang on tight as we have Rob Motti and D-Lining coming up next live from Parks Casino out in Bensalem. It was a lot of fun doing the show here at the Leah Cora Center today.
Honor,
let's go Owls. They got SMU here. Temple is a 1-point dog, but we're all pulling for Coach McKee and the boys. So let's go Temple. Thanks to Joe C., our engineer here on site. It's our street team crew. Dylan McKinnon back in studio. Everybody out there, have a great Saturday. If I could stop coughing today, it'd be really, really cool.
Talk to you Monday.
Yeah. For Andrew Salchunas, I'm Jamie Lynch. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Saturday. Everybody have a great weekend out there. Time at the Fanatic is 11:55.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.